Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, December 2nd. I'm Mark Daniels. An NFL Sunday without the Packers off their Thanksgiving Day loss to the Detroit Lions 40-10. The Packers still in the race in the NFC North, thanks a little to the Minnesota Vikings, who knocked off the Chicago Bears 23-20 in overtime at the Metrodome. Blair Walsh and Robbie Gould both missed field goals in overtime, but Walsh found redemption on the game-winning 34-yarder.
The life of a kicker is going to have a short memory. I came to the I saw Alonzo, looked at Jeff. I said, it's gone. It's done with. We're gonna get a chance to win this game. And even when Robbie was going up for his attempt, he's a great kicker. I had a feeling we were going to get another chance. And we did. And so we stayed ready the whole time on the sidelines. And that helped for sure.
Adrian Peterson rushes for 211 yards in the victory. Alshon Jeffrey, 12 catches, 249 yards, and two touchdowns in the loss for the Bears, who are now 6-6. Vikings, 3-8-1. Packers' next opponent, the Atlanta Falcons, get their third win of the year, also in overtime. In Toronto, they beat the Buffalo Bills 34-31. Matt Bryant with the game-winning 36-yarder for head coach Mike Smith.
We needed every man in that locker room to get the win. I do believe... We showed our resiliency as a team to be down 14 points there in that mid part of the first quarter and fight back shows what the type of guys we have on this team.
Falcons will come to Lambeau Sunday with a 3-9 record. Jacksonville beat Cleveland 32-28. Chad Henne hitting Cecil Shorts on a 20-yard touchdown in the final minute. Josh Gordon of the Browns, 10 catches, 261 yards, and three touchdowns, becomes the first receiver in NFL history to go over 200 receiving yards in back-to-back games. Indianapolis gets five field goals from Adam Vinatieri to beat Tennessee 22-14. Miami handled the Jets 23-3. Ryan Tannehill a pair of touchdowns. Philadelphia beat Arizona 24-21. Nick Foles with three more touchdown passes, giving him 19 without an interception, and now he's got Aaron Rodgers' single-season passer rating record in his sights.
The quarterback has to be consistent, especially in this league. There's so much talent. These defenses are very good, so as an offense, you really want to get the ball in your playmaker's hands, and doing that is getting the ball to him quick. If you have a shot, take it, like I've said, recognizing when there's pressure and being smart with the ball.
New England was down two scores on the road, but they rallied past Houston 34-31. Tom Brady, 371 passing yards. Carolina beat Tampa Bay 27-6. Cam Newton and the Panthers have reeled off eight straight victories.
It's great to be a part of, but we're not done yet. You know, I don't think it's a sense of, you know, entitlement in the locker room with these guys. You know, everyone's just continuously know what we have to do in the upcoming weeks, and starting off with this week.
Carolina now 9-3 on the season. It was San Francisco over St. Louis 23-13. Colin Kaepernick 275 yards and a touchdown. Denver beat Kansas City 35-28. The showdown for the AFC West lead. Peyton Manning 403 yards and five touchdowns. Four to Eric Decker as Manning and the Broncos complete a sweep of the Chiefs.
A big win because it was a division game, and played them 2 weeks ago, close game, tough game, and new coming here, it would be tough as well. They're coming off a disappointing loss last week. We knew we'd get their best shot.
Now Denver's 10-2, Kansas City 9-3, Cincinnati a 17-10 win over San Diego, and the Giants spotted the Redskins a 14-0 lead but rallied to win in the Sunday night game 24-17. Very attractive Monday night matchup, the 9-2 New Orleans Saints at 10-1 Seattle on the Seahawks turf. What a finish to the college football regular season, capped by the Iron Bowl stunner, Auburn, taking a missed field goal end-to-end for a touchdown on the final play to stun the defending champion Tide, as Auburn now moves into the SEC championship game, and that allows Florida State to move into the number one spot in the BCS standings, followed by Ohio State, a narrow one-point victory over Michigan, which went for two in the final minute, but were denied. So the Buckeyes and Seminoles likely to meet in the BCS championship game if they win their conference championship tilts this weekend. Auburn climbs to number three, Alabama's four, and Missouri number five in the BCS standings. As for the Wisconsin Badgers, they tumble out of the BCS picture and fall to number 21 in the BCS standings, as well as the AP polls following the 31-24 loss to Penn State in the home finale at Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday. Wide receiver Jared Abdera says, we laid ourselves one huge Blue Jag.
It doesn't feel good, you know. Obviously, we want to go out with the win, especially in Camp Randall. A lot of great memories. You know, it's been a long, you know, long couple of years and a lot of good, you know, get a lot of good times we've had. So not the way we want to finish, but good thing is at least we have one more.
Yeah, but it won't be a BCS bowl game like the Orange Bowl. Instead, the Badgers will have to settle for the Capital One or Outback Bowls on New Year's Day. College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles fall to San Diego State 67-59 in the Wooden Legacy Tournament Championship game out in California. Xavier Tames with 29 for the Aztecs. They finished the game at a 14-4 run. Deontay Burton led Marquette with 15, Golden Eagles 5-3 on the season. Good weekend for the Green Bay Phoenix. The ladies win the Maine Thanksgiving Classic Tournament, beating the host Black Bears in the final game. Brianna Ranger was the tournament MVP. Green Bay women 6-1 on the season. Phoenix men wind up third in the Great Alaskan Shootout. After falling to Harvard in the semifinals, they came back and beat Tulsa in the third-place game. Kiefer Sykes with 25 becomes the 26th player in Green Bay program history to go over 1,000 points for his career. Fourth-ranked Kentucky beat Providence 79-65. Number 19 Memphis over eighth-ranked Oklahoma State 73-68. Number 10 Gonzaga beat Coppin State handily. 12th-ranked Wichita State over St. Louis 70-65. Number 15 Oregon over Cal Poly. And it was the UAB Blazers knocking off number 16 North Carolina 63-59. To the NBA, where the Denver Nuggets beat the Toronto Raptors 112-98. Nate Robinson with 27 points. The Indiana Pacers over the Los Angeles Clippers 105-100. Paul George with 27 points as George and the Clippers get to 16-1 on the season.
You know, we feel like coming into every game we have a chance to win. And, you know, a lot of teams have lost games that they shouldn't have lost or lost to teams that they shouldn't have lost to. You know, we just feel like we're doing our job. You know, when the game approaches us, we're ready and we go out there and we play.
They're playing very well. Miami beat Charlotte 99-98, but they had to work. They were down 12 in the fourth quarter. That's 10 in a row for the Heat. Miami and Indiana, the only teams in the Eastern Conference above 500. Detroit trying to get there. Pistons beat the Sixers 115-100. Andre Drummond goes off for 31 points.
It was a great team win. I mean, for me, it was a good game for me. You know, play well. I was in the right spots at the right times and put a lot of points on the board.
Golden State got a lot of points from Steph Curry, 36 in a 115-113 win over Sacramento. Oklahoma City over Minnesota, 113-103. Kevin Durant, a triple-double, 32 points, 12 assists, and 10 rebounds. Ryan Anderson, 31 off the bench as New Orleans beat the Knicks in New York, 103-99. And Portland beat the LA Lakers, 114-108. On the ice, three Sunday games. Vancouver gets by Carolina, 3-2. Drew Miller scores twice as Detroit beats Ottawa, 4-2. And Edmonton, a 3-2 shootout winner over the Dallas Stars. And in golf, the Australian Open wrapping up. Rory McIlroy birdies 18 to beat Adam Scott by a stroke, his first win in 2013. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.